from the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of botanist Kathleen Says, today's topic is salal. Salal is one of our loveliest native shrubs, with shiny evergreen leaves, long rows of pink flowers, followed by rows of dark blue ripe berries in early fall. This shrub thrives in bright sun to shady forest, in wetlands, around salt marshes, on sea cliffs, and under tall conifers and hardwoods. Salal also grows in yards where it makes a loose, tall, leafy hedge or mixes nicely with winter and spring flowering heathers and rhododendrons. One of the best color combinations is salal grown with pink spring flowering erica. Tribes in the Pacific Northwest dried the berries into large cakes for winter sweets. The name salal comes from the Makah tribal name for this plant. Tribes use salal leaves for tonics, for colds and other viral afflictions, to heal skin infections, and for burn dressings. Salal leaves are high in bioflavonoids, which is why they are still brewed into tea for colds and flu. Birds, bears, and other animals also like the berries. Like its cousin manzanita, salal has shredding red bark, which is particularly lovely in large, well-grown plants. Salal was one of the first shrubs to be collected by European explorers and sent to England for cultivation, where it is often called Gaultheria or Chalon. The flower trade uses fresh salal stems with shiny leaves for floral arrangements. Tons of leafy stems are gathered in our forest and shipped from the Pacific Northwest for florists to use in arrangements. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.